Welcome, everyone, to a live recording of the HSP podcast. I am Julie Bieland and joined by Willow McIntosh. Hello, Willow.
Hey, Julie. Hey, Julie. Great to be here.
And we were just talking before we started. I really want to send some love to the Sensitive Empowerment Community family who's joining us live. And we just love you guys so much. And we were just having the most beautiful conversation about how much this community means to us. And I also wanted to say before we get started on today's episode is I wanted to just share my heart for a moment, because as some of you know, I've been having some health challenges over the last couple of months, and the members in the community have just really blown me away with their love and their support. And we've had so many volunteers step in and want to help, want to contribute, want to give back in some way to this community. And it has meant the world to me too, that you all are sharing your hearts and your love like that with this community. It means so much to me. And I also wanted to say that, I wasn't even sure I was going to be able to do this episode today, but I think that your love and your energy and even our podcast listeners, I want to say to you, you know, those of you that have written reviews about the podcast, I've read all those reviews and it means so much to me. And those of you that have written in about what the podcast episodes have meant to you, what our stories have meant to you, have really touched me. To the mom out there, if you're listening, that wrote recently and said that through some postpartum challenges that you listen to a podcast episode every day, and that is what has gotten you through. I want to send love to you and just say that your messages mean a lot to us, and it helps us know to keep going. It helps us know that this is important to you. And thank you for sharing the podcast with other HSPs. It's growing all over the world, and it just means so much to me. So I wanted to share that today. You want to say anything about that, Willow, before we get going?
Oh, beautiful. It's just so lovely to hear that, Julie. And, you know, and the fact that we've been able to support you and just how much you mean to all of us is, you know, it's beyond words. And I think that's really come through, and the community has just been such an amazing support. So yeah, it means so much for us to be there for you. And yes, and a huge thank you to everyone who supports us and the wonderful things you write. It really does make a difference. So thank you.
Oh, Willow, that touched me. Almost make me cry before we even start.
Yeah, let's try and keep it together before we begin the episode.
Try to keep it together. But thank you. That really meant a lot. Thank you. And I just love you all. Okay. So Alicia says, never stop the podcast. Yeah. Keep sharing, please. Everybody keep sharing, because that's how we know this podcast is important to you and seeing it grow. So yes, let's get to today's episode titled Believing and Trusting in Ourselves as HSPs. And Willow, you picked this topic today. So please lead us in.
Yes, absolutely. So this is a key area that I have found, certainly in my own experience, and I'm working with wonderful HSPs that I have over the years. The term, do we believe in ourselves, it's something that we hear so regularly, and we're always being told how important it is to believe in ourselves. And I absolutely agree with that. It is super important that we are believing in ourselves for the person that we're trying to become, the work that we want to do in the world, and the commitment to what's most important to us about our work, about our families. And yet, many of us as HSPs, we do struggle with self-doubt and low self-esteem. We were misunderstood as children, many of us, and we have to work very hard to really gain that sense of self and that trust in ourselves. So in this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about what we mean when we say we believe in ourselves. And one of the things that I have found has really helped me over the years, especially when I'm having a difficult time or I'm trying to work on a new project, and it's either it's not unfolding as I want it to, or it doesn't feel like I'm making progress, or perhaps I'm transitioning through a difficult stage of my life. What I've come to realize is that whilst, you know, if I ask myself, do I believe in myself? Well, in those difficult moments, the answer might be, well, no, right now it doesn't feel like I do believe in myself. And what I've discovered is there is such a powerful tool to switch that a little bit and to ask ourselves, but do I trust in my own evolution? And that is something that we can look at and recognize that, yes, we can trust our evolution. We can trust ourselves to figure it out, to do what's required, to get the support that we need, and to know that we have come through difficulties before and we will do it again. And we are always evolving to a stronger, more grounded, more aligned version of ourselves. So this is an opportunity just to reframe this a little bit and to give ourselves some support in this area of self-belief, which I feel is so important.
Willow, I love this topic that you picked. I think that you're so on to something. And I think that if you bring in the tendency that we have as HSPs to have these perfectionist tendencies, to be so, have just high expectations, that we're kind of always thinking, so many of us are always in that phase of, I'm not good enough, I'm not doing enough, I'm not productive enough, I haven't figured this out, I'm still reactive, I'm still too emotional, I'm still whatever, or I'm too much, I'm not enough. Like, we hear all of that. And I think that it's so important for us to do these pauses in life and to start to think about how far we really have come. And I've said this from the beginning, that HSPs are resilient, and you may not even realize how resilient you are, but honestly, walking around in the world as a super sensitive person in a world that is not set up for you means that you have developed a lot of resiliency. Just getting through the day sometimes is a lot of resiliency for some of us. So I think that I love the concept of that, you know, that we can look back and see the growth that we've had.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I think it's so important for us to recognize that, to trust that we have the capacity and the ability to do that. And you're absolutely right. Our natural resiliency is amazing. We are super strong inside. You know, I feel that nature has given us some wonderful, well, it certainly has. It's given us amazing abilities, you know, the higher sensory intelligence that we have and all of the gifts that come along with the trade. It's incredible what nature has given us. And yet also, you know, we are at the moment in this stage of the evolution of the trade. We're figuring so much out, and there is a great deal that we have to contend with. And we tend to come through life, you know, having undertaken an incredibly profound internal journey. And it's amazing what we achieve. It's amazing what we overcome and what we learn to adapt to. And I think that strength, that inner strength that we have, even though we doubt it sometimes, is just to remember that we really are powerful inside, and we can rely on ourselves, and to recognize that we will evolve, we will come through and learn and develop new skills and outlooks.
Yes. You know, I've had some of that happen to me recently, Willow, like when I first talked to you early on about some of my current health issues. I remember you saying something to me about, you know, that there's meaning in it. And it meant a lot to me, because I started thinking about how, like, when it first happened, I went through this stage of thinking, oh my gosh, you know, like I had been doing so well for so many years, health-wise, managing some of my chronic health issues. And when it hit me this time, and I hadn't had this happen for years, that it hit me like this, I had some days where I thought, wow, you know, I'm just back to where I started. I started getting really hard on myself. I was like, I'm supposed to be having it together. Why is this happening? And I started blaming myself. And, you know, then I started going through this process of recognizing, it was almost like I realized that I had this ability to step back a bit from the outside and look in, something I didn't used to be able to do. And I was able to see, excuse me, that there was something different this time. It was like I realized that I had the ability to see that it isn't always going to be this hard, that I would get through it because I had gotten through it before. And there was something so simple about that realization, but it was a realization of my own personal growth that I could look at this as, instead of going down into that dark hole and thinking I can't get out, I could look at this in a new way. I could say, you know, I think there is meaning in this. There's meaning in talking about it. There's meaning in showing that, you know, we can fall and we can get back up and we can support ourselves through it. And all the tools and growth that we've worked on over these years, they mean something, especially when something hard hits you. And something hard is going to hit all of us at some point. That's just how it is to be human. There is suffering. And if you continue to keep working on all the things we've talked about in all these episodes, and you keep growing and you keep committed to that personal development and growth work, when you fall, you're not going to fall so far, and you're going to rise up faster, because that's how it is. And you also get to see meaning in some of that suffering, and part of, I think, some of our biggest growth comes after times of suffering. So this whole concept of kind of recognizing our own evolution, like you're talking about, Willow, is really important to identify.
Wow. Yeah. Goodness me. Such powerful words there. Yes, absolutely. And goodness me, you know, the piece around the meaning is that there's such power in that. And I really love how you refer to the difference that this in on this occasion of being able to kind of step out a little bit and get that higher perspective. And what an amazing indication of your work and your commitment to yourself and your own evolution to be able to have that higher perspective. And I think, you know, we are in a constant development. You know, we are in an evolution. We're constantly growing, and we're constantly aspiring to be as true to ourselves as we possibly can. And I think, and you said it so well there, I think when we're in difficult times, we tend to be super hard on ourselves, and we expect more, and we don't want it to be the way that it is. And yet when we see it from a bigger picture, or we look back over stages of our lives, and we think that was really hard, but actually there was something really important happening. Literally every single stage of my life where there's been some difficulty or some kind of challenge, in every single case, it's made me stronger. I've learned more. I've come away with it with new insights. And especially I've come away with knowing myself that much more deeply. And as a result, there is always a benefit.
I love that, Willow. That is so true. You look back on all of those times, and it forces you to grow and kind of work on all those pieces that you need. And I think it's really incredible. I also think it's important for us to talk about, like, that no matter where we are on our journey, everyone has still struggles in certain areas. And I think that's an important human aspect to talk about for HSPs as well, because I think a lot of times we a lot of HSPs, including myself, I started this journey also thinking like, oh, there must be a point you get to reach that you don't struggle anymore. Like you have it all together. You're just so balanced in life. And anything that, you know, nothing's going to knock you over anymore. And there's almost like this, and, you know, because people don't necessarily talk about how hard it is. And I heard Glennon Doyle on a podcast recently. She's somebody I really look up to. And I love, she's the author of Untamed. And she is amazing to me how she shares so vulnerably, because you can look at her from the outside and think she's got it together. She never has any issues. but she talks so openly about her when she falls. And there's something that really draws me into that because it's so human. Like, we also need to share that, you know, we are not all walking around perfect all the time with everything together. That is just not how life is, but that we can love and support each other through challenges, and that we, you know, it's like we can pick each other up. And I think we do that. That's why this community feels so important. It's like we pick each other up. And when one is down, another one is up. We are a part of that process. And having people in your life like that is such an important piece. So when you do forget that you have that strength in you, you have people that remind you that. And then you will give that back, because that's what HSPs do.
Wow. I love that. Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely. And yes, you know, it is a fact of life. It is challenging being a soul in this body. We are here to do work in this world. We're here to grow and evolve. And we are an organic creature. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be things that we have to face. And I think having that humility around it, and also not taking it too seriously, it's easy to say that, you know, but when we're in something difficult, it's like it's the most serious thing there is. But I think also as HSPs, you know, we sometimes have that tendency to be hard on ourselves, and we make, you know, we really overprocess internally, and we make everything much harder for ourselves because of that internal blame or shame that we have, and you know, why me? And I really understand all of those, you know, all of those tendencies that we have. But I think what's important is to recognize that underneath, you know, we're going through some kind of change. Something's happening. And to have that reference point and to give ourselves that extra love, get the support that we need. And to, you know, to ultimately come through it with a perspective that's without the, you know, the personal negativity that we tend to fall into. And I think this is how we can develop this belief in ourselves a little bit more, because we come to recognize that we can hold our own hands, and we can be there for ourselves, and we will come through. And I think as we develop that awareness, the easier it is to deal with things when they come.
Yeah, very much. And I think for a lot of HSPs, it's hard for us to receive because we are such givers. You feel like that too, Willow? Like, you've seen that a lot in HSPs?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And we're so used to giving, giving, giving. And I had that moment too, where I was like, wow, I've been giving a lot over the last 20 years. I was thinking about that because my oldest son is 20 now. And I was like, wow. And I think about, you know, the raising of the children and career and work and, you know, all those things that we've been doing over the years and giving, because that's just such a part of our nature to give, that I think it's important for us also to get practice receiving and understanding that it is a cycle that of giving and receiving. And that's an important part of being human. You know, we need each other.
Yes, absolutely. We do. We 100% we do. Yes. Yes. To recognize, you know, our value and our worth, and you know, we are worthy of receiving just as much as we are, you know, as anyone else that we want to give and serve. I think that, you know, that's another very important part of it, to recognize that the love that is around is for us as well as for everyone else that we, you know, we give so much to as HSP. I think that's a very important point. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. What Becca says, we walk each other home.
Oh, wow. That's lovely.
I love that. Yeah, it's a beautiful idea to think about that. And I want to hear from some of you listening to us live right now. And also, if you have any questions for us, but I want to hear from you if you know about your journeys to believing and trusting in yourself. Like, what are some of the things that, and while people are maybe putting that into the chat, I also want to ask you, Willow, like, how, What do you think your journey has looked like in terms of learning how to believe and trust in yourself?
Yes, for me, the greatest endeavor personally for me has been trusting my ability, trusting the gift that I have as an HSP. That was the greatest disconnect for me when I was younger, that I just had this sense that there was something so important for me to do and for me to share. And I just couldn't put my finger on it when I was younger. I'd just tried so many different things, but ultimately I was disconnected from the natural gift that I have as an HSP. And it was such a painful place for me. And it's that pain and frustration that has absolutely led me to doing whatever I could to come back into connection with that. And then I feel so drawn and called to want to help other HSPs to do that, because I can't bear the thought of anyone being in that place that I used to be. And also because I recognize, of course, just how important each of us are in the world. But it was my evolution of actually coming to accept and acknowledge that I'm able to facilitate in the way that I do. That has developed my trust and belief in myself to such a degree, and it just makes sense. Like all the struggles that I go through, the difficulties, whatever it may be, whatever challenges I'm facing, I always know in my heart that I'm doing the work that I'm here to do, and I, you know, as long as I'm committed to that and I'm doing everything I can to evolve and learn much more as I can, then it carries me through everything and it continuously develops my belief and trust in myself.
Yes, I agree with you on that one. That's kind of amazing, isn't it? I still have these aha moments where I'm like, wow, how did I get to the place where I came from thinking there's something wrong with me to realizing that there's a gift inside of me that needs to be shared. It's kind of amazing. And I know a lot of HSPs go through that process too. And I want to share some of what's what's been coming through in the chat. It's really beautiful. Robbie says, honestly, seeing my high sensitivity as a gift instead of a deficiency has altered the lens I look through and changed everything. Beautifully said, Robbie. And oh my goodness, so true, right, Willow?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it's world changing for us to have that perspective. I love that, Robbie. Yeah.
Oh, and Alicia says, I felt being in this community is like coming home. That there's something so special about being around other HSPs. I just can't even explain how special it is. And Cecilia says, for me, it's definitely... And hello, Cecilia. Nice to see you here. For me, it's definitely come through experience and getting older, I suppose. I've developed a trust in myself, my resiliency because I've gone through so many things, many of them challenging, and also I think needing to be my own best friend when I couldn't find it and receive support from others. That's a beautiful thing. You've learned how to trust your resiliency. And yes, I think identifying that these challenges that we, many of us have experienced, definitely do help us remember to trust. A lot of times when I'm going through something really hard in life, I think back to that. I think back like, wow, you know, like I remember I wrote and published my first book. So this is many years ago, while I was in bed recovering from a major surgery. And I often use that as a reminder of like, I can do it. Like whatever I'm struggling with, I can do it. You know, that we can do it in some way that works for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. It's incredible, our capacity. And what a great example of that, Julie. You know, it's amazing the reserves that we have. And I think when that is connected with our calling of what means the most to us, you know, there's such a source of power and strength in us around that area. And I, you know, I just, I think it's such an opportunity for us to recognize that, you know, we're here for a reason, and especially within the community. I think one of the most amazing things about communities of HSPs is that we are seen for who we really are, probably, you know, for some of us for the first time in our lives. And that right there is an incredibly powerful, I mean, it's one of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves. And I think it's from that perspective we have of ourselves, that's why it feels like it's coming home. It feels like we're coming home to ourselves, and it gives us that incredible source of strength, which in turn helps us to really understand the truth of who we are.
Yeah, seen for who we are, seen and accepted and loved for who we are. That's the experience when you're in an HSP community as an HSP. It's like you kind of see each other too, and you're like, wow, like I can see you in me and I see me in you, and suddenly we're connected through that. And connection is like one of the most ultimate beautiful experiences and something we need as humans, and it pulls us through things that are hard to, when we have that kind of connection. And I feel it online. Like I know that it isn't something everybody can feel online, but in like in our community, I feel it. I feel deep connections with the members in our community. And, you know, even if we haven't met in person, I feel it. I feel the energy of them in our conversations. I feel the love that comes through. I feel the love that goes to each other, and in the support and the kindness. That right before we started recording, Shan was saying how, like, just going out into the world after being in this community that's so loving and supportive, and then you kind of go out into the world and kind of sort of go with an expectation that the world is going to be like that, and get surprised that it's not necessarily like that. But I do think it's important to spend time with HSPs so you kind of get that perspective that, I think it makes you love yourself more when you're around other HSPs. Don't you think, Willow?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Cause it just helps us, you know, that like-minded element of it, you know, to know that there are others that are just like us and have the wonderful perspective of the world that we do, and the cares and the commitments that we have. I think it's tremendously important, and I think it's another thing that helps us to build that trust and belief in ourselves, because we know there's others that are doing the same thing and that have these same abilities and these same quirks and challenges that we have. And I think we get that kind of that community, that energetic community, where we know we're connected. And even though we are doing everything online at the moment, there is still that connection geographically somehow that happens. It's amazing how that happens. But I think it enhances our own sense of self so much.
Such a beautiful thing. Shan says, moving outside my comfort zone, challenging myself to grow in a new direction, has resulted in more self-trust. That's great to recognize that you've developed more of that self-trust. I've found that for myself, like many of the tools that we've shared and talked about and developed together in all of our conversations, it's like those things really help me trust too. I always say it's like having tools in my pocket makes me feel more trust, like that I can go out into the world that can be challenging sometimes as a sensitive person and trust that I can be okay. And that's not something I used to have. So that's a big one for me to be able to feel that.
Yeah, absolutely. I really love that. That's such a great piece there. I've really noticed that too. And also listening to some of the people that I follow on YouTube, people who undertake incredible physical feats, you know, people that do the triathlons or, you know, extensive running or swimming. And they talk about how our minds run round and round saying, you know, you can't do this, you're going to hurt yourself, you can't continue, you can't go on, it's, you know, you're going to damage yourself. And learning that when our minds realize that we're not going to give up, they evolve, like there's a shift that happens. Our brain learns that when we reach these points of of difficulty and challenge that we're not going to give up, and therefore it expands into a whole new level of awareness. And just what you just said there, Julie, too, and also you, Sean, where you're saying you're moving outside your comfort zone, challenging yourself to grow in a new direction. And as a result, we get self-trust because we tend to transcend that part of our mindset that tells us no, and that we're not going to make it, we're not good enough, whatever it is. When it learns that we're not going to give up and we're going to do whatever it takes, then we evolve, we expand, and absolutely it develops our self-trust.
I love that. Kristen says, love and appreciate all your comments here. I'm on a road trip now and we can all feel the beautiful energy emanating from this conversation. So soothing and comforting for this little HSP family. That's sweet, Kristen. So beautiful. Willow, what else do you think is important to really share about this subject today?
I think it's knowing that there is a deep well within us, a reserve within us that is resilient, it's powerful, and it has an intelligence to it. We're connected with this powerful, beautiful body that each of us have, and we're a part of a bigger picture. And I think in those times where our minds are really playing with us, and we're in those times of despair where it feels like everything's against us, it's just knowing that we are a bigger picture. There is a greater knowing intelligence within us that it can be trusted, and it can, and it will evolve if as long as we continue and do all we can to get the support we need to look after ourselves, we will be held and we will come through it and we will come through stronger.
Oh, I like the concept that there's a reserve in us. And I actually think that we can grow that reserve with intention. And I think that's what a lot of us have experienced with some of this growth work we've been doing. And there's a sense of, well, it's like that with everything. If we go into a challenge when we're, fairly balanced in life, we've been working on our self-care and all the things that we need to do to try to be balanced, our boundaries, that we are not, I often think of it like a cliff, like how close am I to falling off the cliff? And it's like, I used to use this analogy with my clients too. It's like, how close are we to that cliff right now? If we're just not hanging on the edge of the cliff every single day, that's how our existence is, then something hard that happens is going to make us fall off that cliff. But if we worked really hard, in our growth work, our self-care, taking care of our balance, then we're further away from that cliff. And if something happens, we're not going to fall off right away. And for me, that's been something that's helpful. And even to give myself support, maybe when I'm too close to that cliff, to recognize that there are people out there, that really like they really care about helping you, working with a healer, coach, practitioner, therapist. These are things that are so important. If you feel like you're like too close to that cliff, get that extra support. If you don't feel like you have enough of it, that is such a, we have research that shows that HSPs working in therapeutic environments, getting that kind of support, we tend to benefit the most. And I think it has a lot to do with how we process and how, we do a really good job when we get the right information and the right kinds of nurturing support. And we have an HSP practitioners directory for those of you that don't have a therapist or healer and you want to work with an HSP. I hope that you'll check that out. But it's huge to give yourself to really do those things. And, some of the things that have helped me when I'm, and maybe we can even share a little bit about that. Maybe even the community wants to share some of what's helped them. But like for me, if I'm having a day, whether it's a health related challenge or otherwise, that I'm too close to that cliff, I'll do things like little tiny things that are supportive to me, just making during some of my hardest days, Willow, every day I watched the sunset with my puppy Nico. And that was like a thing. I was like, okay, I'm going to watch this, you know, this masterpiece in the sky that comes to me every single day. And I'm going to make an intention to do that. And that was one of the things, you know, that I did, little things, looking into my pet's faces, really focusing on, you know, some of the blooms that are happening right now outside, and really letting myself soak in the love that someone is trying to give me, or the support that is being shared, you know, that feeling, that energy, taking warm salt baths, drinking warm beverages, being under my weighted blanket, being open and honest about, like, there's a lot of shame that's attached to when we aren't doing well. And I feel that sometimes too. I can even feel that because I remember that shame, but it's like, as soon as you talk about it with someone and you say, you know, this is my experience right now, it's this relief. It takes you out of isolation. It takes away the shame and it connects you.
Wow, absolutely. Goodness me, what incredible words right there. There is so much in there that is so beneficial. And I really hope everyone really took that in, because goodness me, I think there's such incredible pieces there. Yes, 100%. How you're looking after yourself at the moment is just amazing. And taking in that energy around you, the love, and taking the time that you need to do what you need to do right now is so important. And yes, absolutely, the piece that you said there around sharing how we're feeling, I think that it's incredibly important for us to have that contact, whether it is with a therapist or whether it's a friend or whoever it may be. I think when we spend too much time in our own world, going round and round, that's where we really start to suffer. I think it's when we do reach out and we ask for help. And especially, you know, having a mentor or a therapist or someone that we're working with on a regular basis. Because there's so much research that's done around when we're children as HSPs, we develop at enormous rates depending on what environment we're in. And conversely, if the environment is not supportive, obviously it's not good for us. But we grow so quickly through therapy, and having the love for ourselves to ask for that and to reach out, I think is a really important part of our development.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing, because I know in the past, and I've heard a lot of HSPs say this too, that they feel that shame and they don't want to share it with somebody. So they kind of put that perfectionist mask on and walk around in the world pretending like they're okay, or pretending that they're not impacted by certain sensitivities and things like that. And I used to do that. And there's a reason why many of us have done that. You know, we didn't get the kind of support we needed, and we got messages that something was wrong with us. So of course we feel like we have to hide some of those things. But, you know, that's why, that's another important thing about talking with other HSPs, is you recognize, like, it's also very isolating to hold all of that in, and it can be incredibly lonely. And to instead, it's like when you actually start expressing what you're experiencing, and we try to, in the sensitive empowerment community, we try to do it in a way that we focus a lot on empowered conversations rather than dumping conversations. And the difference between that is, like, a dump is maybe you're writing at the height of your crisis and it's a call for help. And that can be really stressful for a sensitive community. But we try to frame it in a way that this is what I'm experiencing. Like, we still can talk about it. And we can say, these are the things that I'm trying. This is what's not working. This is what is working. And then we share ideas together. And that's a really healthy way to have these conversations. And it feels really safe. It's not overwhelming. We're not panicking about somebody. And I think that's an important distinction, to be able to talk about it and to get that kind of support, and to stop isolating, because that is isolation and disconnection, you know, and just not feeling connected is one of the most powerful ways to feel bad. And it is really kind of opening up in safe spaces where you feel like you're going to be understood and cared about is, it's crazy how much like that helps everything. Like you start talking about it. It's really an amazing experience. And Will, you talked about something where you said, you know, you're talking about doing something meaningful. And there's so many HSPs that just feel like there's something inside of them. Like they want to do something meaningful. They're not sure what it is. They're seeking that. A lot of people change their careers and, you know, they want to do something different, whether it's work or volunteering. But you recently wrote a blog post for the HSP blog that I want to point out for people. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes of today's episode so you can get to it. But you can also go to hspblog.com. And it's titled, How to Reveal Your Innate Expertise as an HSP. Willow, I love that because your gift, that's where your gifts are. Like you're really good. And we've had sessions with you where you've helped HSPs. You have that ability, this extra special gift in you to know like how to target and how to find where their light is, right?
Yes. Yes. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, absolutely. It's my sole reason for being here as far as I'm concerned to do that. And each of us as HSPs, we have this amazing ability within us. Every single one of us has an innate expertise. Nature doesn't make mistakes. You know, it's given this trait to 15-20% of the population. It's 1.4 billion of us right now, and in 100 species of animals. We have this incredible capacity to process the world around us in a very particular way that aligns with a deep fascination that we each of us individually has. It's almost as though nature has charged every single one of us with a particular passion and purpose that has a very important role to play in the world. It's an important piece of the puzzle. And when we really allow ourselves to tune into that, it's incredible what reveals itself, this higher sensory ability that we have to serve in a very particular area that's individually important to us. And when we have that personal experience, the meaning that comes through and the sense of self that comes through and the belonging that comes through it's amazing. And it's our birthright.
You know, that's such an important thing, Willow. And I was thinking about how beautiful that is. If you think about like how you pay it forward in the world, because you found that gift within you. And now you are trying to help HSPs find that gift within them. And what usually happens when they find that gift is that they go out and really make a meaningful difference to others in the world in some form. And it's almost like this pay it forward. You know, I'm really into that whole concept of grassroots movement that you're, because I believe that like the more we support HSPs on that journey, they are going out into the world and making a difference, whether it's in their own relationships as their parenting, their jobs, their careers, helping people in the world. You know, it is just amazing. And it is something that we know about this trait that we need to do that. We need to do that thing that is meaningful to us in the world. We do not do well doing something we don't want to be doing. It's like we have to have meaning in it. And it's such an important piece of the puzzle of our really giving us a lot of strength. Talk about getting us away from that cliff. That's one of the things. Like if you're doing something you love that's really meaningful in the world, you are moving away from that cliff. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's connecting us with, you know, with such a resource of self-belief and knowing. And that in itself is it's so healing and it's life-shifting. And exactly as you say, Julie, you know, that the wonderful knock-on effect of that paying it forward that happens is when we come into awareness of our innate ability, the work that we then go on to do, and who knows, you know, what knock-on effect that will have, not only in this generation, but in future generations to come. And I think, you know, we're charged with a wonderful with a wonderful opportunity to really bring a great deal of awareness and trust and training into the world that needs it so much at the moment. And I think that also enhances our own sense of self and knowing, to know that we have a very unique perspective and gift to bring into the world. And, you know, and who knows what effect that will have. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to, you know, to really reach this state of knowing and trust in ourselves.
Oh my goodness, so much so. And Bonnie says something that I love, and it kind of brings us full circle too, is I believe that this is the perfect time for us with our gifts that will shift what is happening on the planet.
Yes.
I love that.
You well know, said, Jenny.
And Willow, this is the reason we began this. Like, I think that the reason we even came together and we started doing these, you know, these podcasts together, and our mission is really to help HSPs to recognize their value in the world, to be going and doing those things that light them up in the world, to reduce the challenges that make it possible for us to do that. And what you uncover in an HSP, like when you do help them reduce those challenges and move away from that cliff, is you will see, I mean, it's very apparent and obvious to us, like there is a lot of light in you, and your light is meant to shine brightly. And it does. It shines brightly in the world, and you light up, you know, paths for others. And that's just who you are as HSPs. And we love you for that. And we see you, and you're so important to the world. And I am so glad that you're in it. And I just want to say, I love sharing our sensitive journey together. And I hope that you have enjoyed this episode, and we really encourage you to, you can go to hsppodcast.com and check out all the episodes we've done together. And please share these episodes. Please review the podcast to help other HSPs find it. And come join our sensitive empowerment community so we can love on you and share all this good stuff. So you can go to sensitiveconnection.com and find all of that. You can find a link to join our community. And Sensitive Empowerment Community, I love you. Thank you for being live with us. We just love you so much. And I am, I feel energized spending time in your energy.
Me too. What beautiful words. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, keep doing this wonderful work that you're doing in the world, all you wonderful listeners out there, and trust and know that there is this light that's within us. It's real, it's there, it's intended. And being together and supporting each other, it helps us so much to really come into ownership of who we really are and what we're here to do. And goodness me, wonderful things happen as a result. So thank you for all you wonderful people for being with us today, the wonderful things you've shared here in the chat. It's really, really means a lot to us. All your wonderful input, the intelligence of you guys is just amazing. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Willow, for sharing your light in the world and with us. And I really enjoyed talking with you today and look forward to our next one. I think we're doing our next one on emotional wounding. So I hope you guys can join us for that. That's going to be a great episode as well. And we'll be doing that live in the Sensitive Empowerment Community. So I hope you guys can join us. Thank you, Willow. Love you all. And please take really good care of your beautiful, sensitive selves in the world. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.